touching me. I whispered in his ear, "It's not a problem. I still like you." After 3 powerful blows, he slumped down. I saw in his eyes that he was back and the predator was gone. My community service in the youth home for the severely educated was a long time ago, but that moment remained in my memory. The predator has a name and a story. Anton was born to a drug-addicted mother and was taken in very late by a family that could not have children of its own. But miracles happen. A daughter was born to the family, but Anton was then no longer welcome there. They brought him back to the children's home. A year before he came out to me, he found the only caregiver of his life, a youth and home educator, dead of a heart attack in the living room of the residential group. Today, Anton has long since grown up. As far as I know, he lives a decent life. Another of the group was sentenced to prison for aggravated assault when he was 18. Sometimes I wonder what would have become of the boys if they had always had someone by their side to gently whisper in their ear, "I like you anyway." There is no reliable formula for how people become criminals. Life doesn't play out in black and white. Rather, it plays out in many shades and shades of grey. Today's victims become tomorrow's criminals, but not all of them. As a true crime writer, I am often deeply affected by what people are capable of. I am moved by the questions of how could it come to this in the first place? Whether these acts could have been prevented, and if so, who had the power at what point in time to turn this terrible fate around? Many of these questions often remain unanswered. For example, where does evil come from? Far Eastern religions say that good and evil form an inseparable unity. The great monotheistic religions mention the fall of man, through which evil is said to have entered our world. And probably the most famous psychologist in history, Sigmund Freud, attributed the cruelties of mankind to a death of instinct. The existence of evil is undeniable, and no genre provides such a deep insight into the abyss of the human soul as tales of true crime. True crime is not a made-up story. It is the gruesome reality that confronts you in the 18 chapters to come. A reality more shocking than any fiction. A harrowing portrait of what human beings are capable of. In this book, I present you with more criminal cases, this time from picturesque France. Because life like God in France ends, too. Sometimes too quickly, not infrequently in a cruel way. These are tales in short story form. Authentic, close to reality, which actually happened, and not so long ago. One could write a whole book about each case with deep psychological analysis. But that is not my intention. Short stories are like an unexpected storm. Before you know it, it's over. What remains is a moment limited to existential questions. They are crimes in short form that make you think. Now, let yourself be swept into the depths of the human abyss by comparing